Lighting another cigarette, Peter said, I realised things were hotting up a bit in Leeds and Bradford. People had dubbed me the Ripper. I decided to go to Manchester to kill a prostitute. I'd read in a paper somewhere or a magazine of a priest chastising what went on in his parish at Manchester, where there obviously were prostitutes. Lachlan said, so this situation didn't deter you at all? Peter said, why should it have? I were past the point of no return by then. One Saturday night in October 1977, I drove over to Manchester. I believe it were in my red Corsair. I had a look at my map in Road Atlas to see where Moss Side were, and I drove there. I went through Manchester town centre, Princess Street, I think it was, followed it all the way down past the university, which eventually came out near the Moss Side area. It were a run-down area, and almost immediately on arriving there, I saw several girls playing for trade. I pulled up at the curbside and asked the girl if she wanted business. She were very slim, with light-coloured hair, not bad-looking. She told me if I waited further along the road, she'd meet me there. So I drove on 200 yards and made a right turn, then a three-point turn to face the main road once again. Lachlan said, go on. Peter said, after a couple of minutes, the girl drew level. She saw my car just as she were going to get into another car which had stopped for her. I think this were an 1100, a light-coloured one, either grey or fawn. She didn't get in but came over to me, which I suppose were the biggest mistake she ever made. She came up and got into my car. She told me she were going to go with the man in the other car until she saw me. He put out his cigarette and lit another. She told me she wanted a fiver for business and she told me she knew a place. I drove at her direction until we came to an allotment. She told me to drive in the entrance to the allotment, which I did. I said to her, fancy coming here? You see that greenhouse? I pointed to a greenhouse that was about 30 yards away. That belongs to my uncle. I said this to her, thinking she'd get out the car to use the greenhouse for business. I told her there were plenty of room and some heating in there. Lachlan said, go on, I'm listening. Peter said, I wanted to see her off. She then asked for the money. She said, you're not forgetting about the money, are you? I said, of course not. And I promptly gave her a £5 note. She got out of the car and headed for the greenhouse, and I followed her. And seeing there were no entrance into the greenhouse from where we were, I told her we'd have to climb over a low fence. Lachlan, jotting something down in his notebook again, said, sounds like a lot of trouble to go to for a whore. Peter said, then you've never been in my shoes. You have to walk a mile in someone else's shoes before you judge them. Anyway, while she was starting to climb over the fence, I hit her over the head with the hammer. She fell down and was moaning quite loudly. I hit her again and again on the head until the moaning stopped. At this time, I saw some car headlights suddenly come on. They were from a car park further into the allotments than I was. I turned sharp right when I drove in and I were parked up close to the edge. This car were parked about 60 yards further into the allotment. Lachlan said, I'm listening. Peter said, the car started up and I knew it would be moving within seconds, so I pulled the girl under the bushes, the perimeter bushes, and threw her belongings, handbag, etc. out the way. On reflection, I think they were just her handbag. I stood with my back to the edge and threw the bag diagonally to my right. I stayed where I was and I saw the car out into the road. No sooner had the car gone when another car driving along the road, which was a dual carriageway, slowed right down. I saw through the bushes it was indicating left to come into the allotments. I saw this car drive into the allotments. The car drove up the road, turned round and stopped in the same place the other car had just left from. I didn't wait around any longer. I jumped into my car and drove off towards the centre of Manchester and drove home. Lachlan said, was your wife awake when you got there? Peter said, no. I was lucky with that once again. He grinned at the memory. The hammer I used that night was the one I found lying in my garage after I'd taken over my house. I took the hammer back with me. Having driven halfway back, I suddenly realised that this didn't put me in the clear because I'd given her from my wage packet a brand new £5 note.